Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Rebecca. How may I assist you?
Hi, my name is Austin Hubbard, and I had a couple of questions about my Echo One and DeLorean buildups.
Okay, give me just a moment. Okay, and then let me, what's your zip code?
65803.
And the first few letters of your last name?
First two letters of my last name?
Few. It's really fine.
H-U-B-B.
Thank you. Because I want to pull up both of your subscriptions here.
Sure.
Okay, here we are. And then can you verify the full shipping address?
It's 2054 North Campbell Avenue, Springfield, Missouri, 65803.
Okay, so are you wondering about that DeLorean?
Yeah, for sure, the DeLorean.
Yeah, let me take a look here. It's issue 3 that's holding it up. That's crazy, though.
I haven't had a shipment since July.
Yeah, I see that. That's unusual. Bear with me just a moment.
Hmm?
Okay, so, excuse me. Our next shipments of DeLorean parts are all slated for February 27th. So
it'll be like next week, I think.
Right. So that's the ETA that we have from the manufacturer. We should actually be getting more updated ETAs here soon because this is the sheet from December.
Yeah.
So once that is back in stock, they would ship. I could also, for the time being, skip issue 3 to get your next shipment to go out, but then you would need to give us a call back to unskip it. Otherwise, it would remain skipped.
If it's just next week, I'll just hold on and wait for that.
Okay, sir. Well, I am showing February 27th for our next shipment of DeLorean.
Okay.
And let's check out the Ecto one. Okay. And so the last shipment on that was on the 1st of January.
Mm-hmm.
And it's issue a magazine. Give me just a moment. Okay, there we go. Okay, so the magazines that are holding up your next set of issues, those are showing due on March 17th.
That's a while.
Yes, sir. We are able to skip that next set of issues, and again, you would need to give us a call back to unskip those issues in mid-March.
Okay, I'll go ahead and do that because I'd like to get the going on the rest of it if I can.
Okay,
in the meantime.
Just a moment. Luckily, they are moving over to a much bigger facility in Indiana here shortly.
Okay.
And a lot of these issues will be solved by that.
Great.
All right. So I've got those, excuse me, that 47 through 50 skipped.
Mm-hmm.
And then once that is back in stock, or just really if you would like to, just after your next shipment goes out, you can give us a call to unskip those issues if you let the agent know that you've skipped some issues. And that you are calling to unskip them, they'll know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, great. When will this next one ship out after this?
The next ship date here, it's showing is the 23rd, which would be this coming Tuesday.
Okay. On the issue of skipping things, I had skipped an issue before. It was out of stock, and they told me like February 20th it would be back in stock, so I was going to check on that as well.
Was that on the Ecto One?
Yes.
So 31, 32, 33, and 34?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm unskipping those. And that'll update it. Basically, the system takes until the next business day to update everything. So that should make it to where the next shipment are going to be the ones that are that I've just unskipped, the 30.
Okay.
Let me see. Yeah, because I can't, it won't show me basically until everything resets tomorrow. But it was 31 through 34, I believe.
Yes, that should be right.
So that should be your next shipment going out. So again, once you get the email confirmation of that shipment, if you, because we have to wait for it to process, then you can unskip those.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can assist you with at this time?
My last shipment, it said on the invoice that it included the display base, and I didn't have that with it at all. No, it would have been in a huge package. There wasn't an IOU or anything in there.
Give me just a moment. Okay, and that's with issues 43 through 46?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, give me just a moment. Okay, so I processed a reship for the display base there.
Okay.
And that will get its own email confirmation once it ships.
Gotcha.
All right, so is there anything else I can assist you with at this time?
I think that last time I had called, I had upped the Ecto-1 shipment to like four
eight.
Issues a month. Does it still show that?
It's showing eight every 2 weeks.
That's
another
like
thing that's going to hold up shipments too, because that's basically two sets of issues of the four sets and two magazines each shipment.
So if one is out of stock, it'll hold up the other one.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Honestly, it's better to have lower quantity and higher frequency because the shipping and handling is charged per issue, so it doesn't affect the cost.
So how can I do that?
I mean, tell me the quantity and tell me how often you'd like it shipped.
Can you do like a magazine a week?
Yes, sir. And how many in a week?
I guess it would be four a week.
Okay.
Then that would be, I guess, hopefully checking the stock and making sure that to is updated and looking for quantities each week.
Right. Okay, so I've got it updated to four once a week. So every week that there's four that are in stock, it will ship you one.
All right.
And I've skipped issues 47 through 50 and unskipped 31 through 34. Reshipped
Great.
The base and updated frequency to one a week and reduced quantity to four. All right. And so that is all handled and notated. Is there anything else?
All right, perfect.
You got?
I think that's it.
All right, so will you take care and fix your sequence with me here at Eagle Moth?
Thanks. You've been very helpful.
No problem. Have a great one.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
Bye.